I dared at moments in my life to assume that I had what reason told me I did not, and my senses denied it, but I dared to assume that I had it. And it happened. It came out of the nowhere. It happened. So I taught that principle to others. They applied it, and it happened. But strangely enough, after someone becomes a little bit better off than they were, they reflect upon it, and because it always happens in a perfectly normal, natural manner, they say, oh, well, it would have happened anyway. And then they go sound asleep again. You can give someone a sedative. You try to awaken them. For a moment, they're alert, seemingly alert. And while you're talking to them, sound asleep again. That's humanity. They're dreaming this dream of life. And they see the fruit of what they've imagined and deny that their imagination produced it. So they go sound asleep again, back upon the negative state. But I'm asking you who come here and persist in coming to observe what you are doing in the course of 24 hours. You're not alert 24 hours, but take, say, 16 hours. If you give 8 hours of sleep, well, take 16 hours and try to observe what you are imagining. And if you, perchance you catch yourself imagining what you do not wish to experience, stop it. Stop it right there and then, and don't give it an extra second. It may be you're in the midst of an emotion. You'd like to complete the emotion and tell him off completely. Don't. Stop it. Break it. And that causes a sort of a mental abortion. A mental miscarriage. If you break it without exploding the emotion. So feel after him and you'll find him.